From Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
We'll with tonight's guest, philanthropist and artist Valerie Von Sobel.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, Chris Amodeo. I am Mark Lejeune, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am honored to have our guest here today with us, and in her honor, we're calling the show Living a Life of Many Hats, and that's the double entendre, so to speak, because she wears many hats. Literally and figuratively, of course. But I should probably have called the show Surviving a Life of Many Hats or Thriving a Life through a Life of Many Hats. And as I was thinking about today's show, I was reminded of a situation that I don't think I've ever talked about on the show before. And interestingly enough, it just happened a couple blocks from where we are here right now at Studio NoHo. In a theater that's very well known in this town, just down the street. And what it was it was a gala of sorts, and I don't remember who it was honoring exactly. It might have been the theater's 100th anniversary or something like that. And I was invited. I didn't know too much about it, but I sat in the audience and watched a wonderful performance of really amazing, amazing artists, and many of whom you all would know. And so there were the beautiful young ingenues who came up and dressed beautifully in their gowns and sang beautifully, and the men that were well dressed and knew how to dance and do their choreography and all that. There was so much going on, and it was such a beautiful thing, and lots of applause and great fun. At one point, they introduced this particular woman whose name I did not recognize. And she didn't seem like she dressed for the occasion like the others did. It seemed like she didn't really care. It seemed to me like she didn't really care that we were there, which was odd. It was a curious moment for me to think like, well, what's she doing here? She doesn't seem like she fits in. And silly me, this was many, many years ago. And she sat at the piano as if she were in her living room and as if nobody else was there, and then delivered a story and then a song, emotion and drama, and like I had never seen before. Literally, it was one of those jaw-dropping moments. And when she was done, the whole audience jumped up on their feet like they hadn't the whole night and applauded her thunderously. She took a moment to acknowledge and then quickly got off the stage. And I have not forgotten about that performance from that woman. Why did she not care if we were there or not, or why did it seem that? And how could she perform like that without being all dressed up and without engaging the audience and without, there was something she was tapping into that nobody else tapped into as well as she did. And as I've grown older and wiser, what I believe she was tapping into is a life of hardship. I believe she was tapping into having done this for so long and learned so much and connected with so many things. And she was a world unto herself, and she knew it. And she didn't need anybody's applause or anybody's recognition. And she knew how to deliver her emotions because they were real to her. She wasn't pretending. She wasn't putting on an act. She wasn't saying, hey, let me entertain you. She was all that she was, and she made no pretense and no apologies. And I wish I knew who this person was. I'd love to have her on the show. However, we have somebody like that and more in some ways on our show today. At least I know part of her story. You're going to know part of her story when you hear the story of my friend, Valerie Von Sobel. And then later on, we're going to have beautiful music by Chris Amodeo, all on the Life Changes Show right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, sitting here with our producer, Mark Lejeure. Mark, as I'm sharing that story, I totally got into like that moment. I was still in the theater with her.
I could see you changing, and it inspired some thoughts of moments like that I've experienced. Impactful, you know, connected moments that take you by surprise. It doesn't happen that often. It should happen more often.
And in your case, maybe even like in the boardroom, when a CEO walks in who created the company or started it with his own hands or something like that, right? Those kinds of people.
Well, it's oftentimes can go either direction, where you have a preconceived notion of what is going to walk in the door, of how they're going to be based on the type of product or the type of company. And you get completely the opposite sometimes. Or it could be a small startup and then the same thing like you, a giant personality comes and gives you a little bit of a glimpse into, you know, what's going to unfold.
So, yeah. Well, speaking of what's going to unfold, actually, I wrote that she's a former actress, but technically, just a couple weeks ago, I saw her walking the red carpet at the Oscars. So though she's not technically pursuing acting in a way, she is and forever will be an actress. She is a philanthropist. And now, this is new, an assemblage artist. We have as our guest, Valerie von Sobel. Welcome, Valerie, to the show.
Thank you so much. You are a very compelling storyteller. I was very drawn into your story. And in a way, you actually explained your own question, why she was in her own world. Mm. Because when you are forced by life to build your own world, there is a security in your own self. I was looking for the quote that I always carry with me by the great priest Chardin, who said, build a deep, silent well within yourself and go there. Mm. And strangely enough, when I've lost my family, I needed silence. I usually fall into the arms of the kindness of strangers. Mm. But at that point, I just needed to be alone, which is an unexpected way for me to deal with it. But when I walked away from those 3 months, I have become very familiar with my insides of who is there. And it was sort of a surprise, and I always carry it with me. So people love to say, I don't really care about people's opinion, but you actually do care until you don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, actually, when I met you, thanks to our mutual friend, Barry Bruder, it was at a particular event, and you were very much alone and feeling a sense of wanting to be alone and wanting to feel safe. And I remember for many reasons, being drawn to you. And thanks to our mutual friend, Ava Franke, you reminded me of her, and come to find out you and her were best friends. And all of these things, as if we were supposed to connect in that moment. And I remember, like, we were together during that whole
Correct.
Event.
And now here we are after 15 years, for some strange reason, reconnecting. But I remember you almost as a little boy. And yes, I crumbled at that point. Mm. I probably didn't look like myself. I certainly didn't feel like myself. I was functioning very well. And if you didn't know me from before, but I am that person again that I was before, except much richer for this silent place inside, which means that I can be alone and never have to really depend on counsel, on companionship. It's a very interesting experience. Nobody would get up in the morning and say, let me try that one, because if there isn't a driving force, I hope I don't screw up Rumi. He said, it is through the wound that the light enters and you learn. And unfortunately, I don't know why, but it is only through pain that you grow and go to places that you wouldn't willingly.
Okay, so let me just paint a picture. I did not know you at the time that you were an acting actress and very beautiful and young, and seeing how you are now, I'm sure that at the time you also were like this social butterfly and beautiful dresses and all of that, and you had a beautiful life with a husband who was an attorney, and the two of you were doing very well. And if I remember correctly, within a very, very short period of time, you lost your husband and your son.
And my mother, all within a year.
Wow.
And if that's not enough, within that year, my son's two best friends, also 18, committed suicide, and these three boys under 19 are buried in a triangle.
Wow. There is a quote that I saw from you. I am just a mother, and as such, I don't know much more than other mothers do. However, there is a part of me that experienced a loss so savage that it is thankfully only the plight of a few. Losing a child gives you a membership in a sorority. This experience, for most, breaks the shell of understanding.
Very much what I try to say about Rumi. What breaks the shell of your understanding is the wound. How articulate I was. My goodness,
and
where
you
did
are.
You get that?
And you are. And interesting, when we last spoke, you said that you were in that shell for 18 years.
18 years.
After the death of all, yes. all the deaths.
Yes, and I sort of knew when it ended. I was very burned out, and I went to take a sabbatical in Istanbul for 3 months, and I came back with a completely different spirit. I still run the foundation, but not with the emotional investment as I did. And that's when doing art started. It kind of burst out of me. But to go back to those years when you said that, you know, I was beautiful and young. I was 17 and so lost, you have no idea. I was brought here on a very big contract by 20th Century Fox, under contract to the same man who just about a year before discovered Marilyn Monroe, and he wanted that consonant, so he called me Valerie Varda. It was like I came from the moon. I not only have never acted, my English was faltering, and it took a long time to get here. So from age 17, I've just been 75.
Right, just a week
a
or
long
so
lifetime.
Happy birthday.
A very long lifetime. And yes, many hats.
Well, yes, and I thought this was important at the beginning. We're going to talk about the foundation and why, and we're going to talk about the art. And then we're going to talk about the clothes and all. But what people see on Instagram, by the way, I'll give that because it's fun, it's beautiful, it's inspiring. I was actually speaking to a Hollywood agent just a few nights ago who said, I'm inspired by women like that. I want to hear that show and learn more about her. So people can go to Instagram and at Valerie underscore Von, V-O-N underscore Sobel, S-O-B-E-L, they could see you and all of these amazing and artistic and costumes and all. But people see you dancing with people in the street and taking pictures and looking like life is just grand. And they have no idea.
That's correct. And they don't need to because it's just a new me. And at first, it was like I was wearing a stigmata, and I had to tell everyone that I'm a mother of a dead child. I no longer have that need. The wound has congealed, and you will see the new me on Instagram, truly laughing and dancing with a total stranger, the tango yesterday on the street.
Wonderful.
Well, I want to give a shout out to thank God, a daughter that you do have, and that's yes. Simone. And so, and I know her and love her well. And but we're gonna, when we come back, we're gonna talk about what you did as far as the foundation after the loss of your one child, or the one child, and then we'll get into the more fun stuff after that with our guest Valerie von Sobel, and a little later music by Chris Amodeo here on the Life Changes Show right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life," and we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am sitting here with Mark Legere. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and our guest, Valerie von Sobel. What a pleasure it is to have you here. You are a delight, and you know that.
Wish I could translate that look.
If only people could see right? that face she made. Okay, so we're laughing, and I want to get back to laughing, but in the meantime, there's some serious business and some beautiful things that have happened. So please tell us about the foundation, why you started it.
When I held my dead child in my arms, I knew that I was going to do work in his name. But it wasn't as easy to find the mission as I thought, because I first just wanted to honor the extraordinary child that he was and to help children who didn't have his privileges. So I became a CASA, which is a court-appointed special advocate, which is a member of the sworn member of the court, so I could go into the juvenile jails. And after 3 years of making wonderful connections with children, I realize I know nothing about teenagers. Mm. And on the millennium midnight in 2000, I felt like an alien at a big party. And I went upstairs where I was staying with my brother in Utah, and I opened a book to an amazing quote, and it was Goethe. And it was the catalyst at that moment that asked the question, what is it that you do know? And I am an expert on what it means to be the mother of a dying child. Mm. And so the next question was, could it have been any worse? And the answer was immediate. Of course, if I did not have my husband's full support, financial, emotional, physical, if my mother and father didn't live across the street, if I didn't have a driver because my hands were shaking, if I didn't have the privileges to be with my child for 24 hours a day, And that's when I started to learn what happens to single parents, how quickly they run out of resources, what happens on a day when a single mother gets up at 6 o'clock and does her run and her shower and prepares the children's lunch and delivers them to school and is sitting at her desk by 9 a.m. with her shit together. And the phone rings and the school nurse says, your child has a double vision. And my reaction to that was, oh, he's being dramatic. He probably needs glasses like his father. And 3 days later, we know it's a malignant brain tumor. Mm. At that point, that mother who got that phone call doesn't go back to work. She starts being torn between the healthy children, if she has any, and the child who needs all her attention. And I realized very shortly that it's a privilege to be able to be with your child when he needs you. Mm. And so basically my foundation's ultimate goal is to enable a parent to be with the child when they need each other.
Wow.
And we have managed to do that for 11,000 families. We have given away $8 million because we don't give advice. We pay rents and telephone bills and oxygen tanks and insurances in 24 hours. Because being a layman, I came up with a very elegant solution how you can help in 24 hours. We have the social workers do the due diligence. Mm. So when they turn to us, we don't have to ask any questions, but to pick up the phone and pay a mortgage.
Mm.
Usually the bureaucracy of very large and deep-pocketed agencies are, they have a meeting every 3 months and look at who is deserving of their grant.
Mm.
The river of life has become a metaphor that we really have no boundaries, and we have paid for children's handmade wigs who didn't want to go for their graduation because they were bald from chemotherapy or from the neglected siblings' ballet clothes or whatever it took really to make the family a little more wholesome. And that mother to be able to have the quality to concentrate on what really matters.
Mm. Amazing work.
Speaking of the River of Life, the foundation is called the Andre Sobel River of Life Foundation. To learn more about it or to donate money and time and effort as well, AndreRiverOfLife.org. Andre is A-N-D-R-E, River of Life. .org. After so many years of doing this, and I know you've worked hard and gotten where you have in order to do what you do, looking back, I don't know how to ask this. Does it feel like your son's passing had it gave something to others?
Well, I believe it's not as simple as that. The universe is very complex. And the parents who don't do well are the ones who ask too many questions. You have to honor the mystery that you really don't know what is for what and who is for who. And if you have accepted that you really are a pawn in destiny's game and fulfill your own karma that you must have agreed to at one point, even before you were born, which makes imminent sense to me, then I believe that my son's gift was something he may have agreed to, as I have agreed, as his two best friends who took their own life has agreed. And all of this is full of mystery. Mm. And I think life is not as simple as we always strive to make it.
Mm. As a matter of fact, you turned me on those many years ago to Viktor Frankl.
Oh my God, yes.
And I'm grateful for that because I read the book immediately after the one book and since have gained so much knowledge from that.
It's interesting that you mentioned that because I just reread it and I saw a very different thing in it than I did 20 years ago when I first read it. The resilience that Viktor Frankl, just to tell you who he is, he's the preeminent survivor of the Holocaust. In fact, he created a third school of psychiatry, a triangulation. And what he talks about is really not everyone can come to that point. The resilience that he had and the resilience that I have and my brave husband didn't have, it's really a very interesting thing. It really bypasses courage and logic.
As a matter of fact, so much so that to look at you now and to see what you do and from the creative and whimsical art that we'll talk about in a moment to the way you dress and the way you move about the world, you are almost like a personification of life.
Currently, yes. And there's no way to hurry that up because, again, it bypasses logic. I functioned very well for 18 years. I went to events. I became a public speaker. I got $10,000 for speaking for the foundation, or I should say about the foundation, Johnson & Johnson at Princeton, and all kinds of places I spoke. Nobody would know that inside I was so different than what I am today. I just had an Uber driver, and we had so much fun and so much commonality. He was a very intelligent black driver, and we were laughing about things that we both knew from not even different vantage points. I think it's very interesting what we have in common and what we don't.
I know Mark and I talk about this a lot, how there are so many people that are walking around dead inside, and yet they seem like they have normal lives and carry on, and some of them even seem successful, or by all other measures, are.
Exactly. In fact, I think it was F. Scott who said, living desperate lives. And those are really people who paint themselves in the corners. Those who marry unwisely, very young, have children, they have to have a 9-to-5 existence and barely have the time to sleep. So there are many. And again, I believe it's karma. We take on those journeys because the soul learns something from that it doesn't learn from anything else.
Wow. Well, when we're going to come back, we're going to talk more about the art, which you called assemblage. Could you just explain what that is before we go on?
Well, when I first started it, I didn't know what it was called. I started to put pretty things together that soon became rather macabre things, and then macabre and pretty. And it is called assemblage. It's basically found objects. And I do everything from dumpster diving to 17th century sculpture and amazing
dumpster diving is not an immediately obvious.
Dressed like that?
No, I actually wear very tall gloves. And I think it's great fun. But I'm already on to a new art form, which is bronze.
Oh.
And I never knew that I could create three-dimensional art. And it looks exactly the way I dress and the way I write and the way I talk and the way I do the assemblage, which is absolutely a wonderful media.
It's uniquely you.
It really is very authentic. It's very layered. It's very elegant. There is some brutality in it. I use a lot of beautiful bones and skulls. And they are not macabre because I make very, very funny stories with it. Each sculpture has a headphone.
A headphone.
It's attached to it like a reference to a museum tour.
Well, hold that thought. Each sculpture has a headphone. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. We've already given the website for the Andre Sobel River of Life Foundation in case you're interested in learning more about it. If somebody out there is in need or if somebody out there would like to support, AndreRiverOfLife.org. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about the artist, Valerie von Sobel, at ValerieSobelArt.com. I should spell that, V-A-L-E-R-I-E, Sobel, S-O-B-E-L, art, A-R-T.com. ValerieSobelArt.com. We're going to learn more about the art when we come back. And in just a little bit, our musical guest, Chris Amodeo, is going to share with us his music, all here live on the Life Changes Show right after this.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
We are back. This is the Life Changes Show. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and are sitting here with Mark Lejeur and our guest, Valerie von Sobel. A little later on, we're going to have music by Chris Amodeo, and I am excited to learn more because this I did not know about the art.
Neither did I.
Yes. Where did you said? You said it comes from?
It came from a very annoying telephone conversation. I was sitting at my desk, kind of, instead of doodling, I put together some interesting objects that were on my desk. And then finally it was finished and I ran out. And at night when I came back, I looked on my desk and I said, oh my God. And it was a perfect assemblage of items. It even had a piece of my original poetry. I write poetry, and the whole thing, I called it a theater of dreams, and that was my very first piece. And then I became absolutely enchanted with it, and I took over my gym, then my garage, then both my garages, and so I have a very large studio now. I have taken some technical classes in what to glue and what to solder and what to cold solder. And it's fascinating because it really, you cannot express that which you do not know. Mm. And so I think every artist is authentic, and not every artist is good. And I have a long way to go, but what I do is, I have a very good aesthetic background. I am a member of the American Society of Interior Designers, right, and I have done 100,000 square foot palaces in the Emirates. I'm a serious designer, so I was very ready with proportion, negative space, texture, color, all of that I understood. And it came out, and I have sold between 8,000 and 12,000, which really surprised me because that's sort of validating in the world. Currency is what validates you. Mm. So I'm very excited about the art.
And for people that want to know more about that, go to ValerieSobelArt.com. Now you are a walking piece of art. And no, seriously, you're close. I mean, look
very
at how
much
she's
so.
Right.
And a piece of work.
And a piece of work. I didn't say that.
Well, let me tell you about the headphones.
Oh, yes.
All right, so I create these absolutely nonsensical but very beautiful things. And then suddenly a story comes to me. I have made a very large piece that looks like the Spanish Infanta, actually costumed in 18th century chasubles, and it has wings, and she's wearing little needles and needle. The story is that she was the Infanta in the next ruling house of the Bourbons, and she was a very vain woman, and she didn't care about her children, much less about her husband. She was only interested in her clothes. And on her deathbed, she asked God to please forgive her for such a life of emptiness and to allow her into paradise. And so she has these very large, attractive wings, and God forgave her. And so in paradise, she used all her couture skills to support all the orphanages in Spain. So every one of them has a very funny ending. It's all very whimsical, and it's nonsensical. And
actually, that makes sense.
Yes, yes.
it
goes
sense.
With my new freedom and whimsy and the stories. I was never I'm a good technical writer, but not a storyteller.
Well, let's get back. Now, you mentioned wings, and you're wearing wings today. I mean, practically, that's it. You're a little... So what entails and who knows what?
Well, what these entails, they come from my other passion, which is discovering emerging designers. Ah. And I work with some incredible young people from Russia and from Italy and from Slovakia. And when Monsieur Saint Laurent died, the poor soul was on stage being supported by Catherine Deneuve and made the speech that I am now retiring because there's no more elegance in the world. My ladies are dead and no one will ever wear clothes. And the poor thing was so wrong because every day a new talent is born and every day a person is born who wants to wear it. And to me, it's just another expression, just like music and writing and painting.
Well, you wear it so well and you do it so much honor that you are not only in a book that's coming out, you're on the cover of a book called Advanced Style.
Yes, that's going to be quite a journey. We have a book signing in Paris and London, in Amsterdam, in New York on the 26th, which is when the book comes out. It will be at the Strand at Union Square.
That's in May.
April. And this lovely young man, he is only 34, whose grandmother died, whom he adored. And in his grief, he started photographing old, lively-looking people on the street. And he created a revolution. Since then, cosmetic companies and couture houses are using models that are over 60. Mm. And it has become a very interesting thing because in China, as you know, they honor the ancients. They even honor the ancient trees. And in this civilization of ours, we don't. And so this young man inadvertently started to put focus on older people, and rightfully so. I don't think we necessarily become wise because we are old, because I've met some people as dumb as a doorknob in their 80s. But on the other hand, there's a better chance, I think, that you know a little bit more. And it's all very interesting. So it's giving voice to, and I am on the cover. It's very pretty. I'm wearing a dandelion on
and
my head.
Thanks to, of course you are.
Of course I am.
And that's thanks to who? Let's give him credit and the book. And
his name is Ari Seth Cohen, and he's the one really who made Iris Apfel the icon she is. And this is his second. His first was a bestseller, and I believe that with my big mouth, it may also sell very
well.
And
your image on the cover. Well,
yes, and 220 glossy pages and 22 essays by the so-called wise.
And everybody in the book had to be over 70?
Over 60.
Over 60. Oh, okay.
There's a woman there that is 94 who gives master classes in yoga.
Wow.
Spectacular.
Wow. Yes. It's all about the spirit. He is not so much interested in elegance or what I really represent. All kinds of people are vital. Mm. Vital and connected and will not walk quietly into the sunset.
Well, and that would be you.
Definitely. I am one of them.
You are indeed. And your vital self is here today in all your glory, sharing your wisdom and your story and surviving the many hats. Beautiful hat, by the way, you have on today.
Thank you. It's a quick solution. Who has the time to do hair?
Your hair doesn't need a hat.
No,
but
it's two rubber bands and a hat.
So we've given
all of the websites and told people about Instagram. Actually, I don't see your pictures on Instagram. I see them on Facebook, also at Valerie Von Sobel. So either way, people can find you and enjoy you. And they can get the book, Advanced Style, and they can, of course, learn more about the seriousness. And I love that you wanted to make sure that people knew about AndreRiverOfLife.org. And I,
if I have a moment to say something about you.
Yes.
Well, when I met Filippo, truly, compared to today, he was a very young man, very earnestly striving for the spirit. And he has obviously remained very authentic, both to his call as a singer and as one who seeks the spirit and asks wonderful questions and wants to hear the answers. A great host, and I say brava.
Thank you.
I'll second that. Wonderful.
Valerie, thank you. Well, with that, it is a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you personally again soon. And you've honored us with being here today.
Thank you so much.
It's been our pleasure.
Thank you so much, both of you.
Thank you.
Valerie Von Sobel here on the Life Changes Show. We will be back in just a moment with our musical guest, Chris Amodeo, right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, and I'm sitting here with Mark Legere, and our guest, Valerie Von Sobel, is still in the studio with us, but we are joined by Chris Amodeo, our musical guest. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's interesting. We called this show the Living a Life of Many Hats. Now, you're actually a hat person.
Everybody that knows me, yes, exactly.
And you wear many hats, but you actually do wear many hats because... figuratively, because you're here as a musical guest, but you are a rolfer as well.
Mm-hmm. I've done that for the last 26 years. So,
which is a health.
It's a type of manual therapy that is really about personal transformation.
Right. Wow. Talk about hats. Talk about transformation. So, yes, and the music actually is transformative as well.
Yeah, the songs really came. I never had the intention of being a songwriter. The first song that I'm going to be playing for you, all of the songs are on the album, and all of it was just a confluence of events that I never set out to do. It just opened up. And the first song I'm going to do for you is called Amazon Dream. And I was actually in South America doing journeying work with shamans.
Uh-huh.
And so this song was the aftermath of my first journey with one of the medicine men down there.
Wow, your
ayahuasca.
It's
legal down there, though, so it's fine.
You and Valerie are making hand signals to each other. I don't know what's going on between the two of you, but I love it. This is from the CD Homo Luminous?
Yes.
Okay, well then, here's Chris Amadeo singing Amazon Dream live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes show.
I may not always see all of life's mystery and majesty. But lying in your arms, yeah, you show it all to me. And you wake me up to the dream of dreams. Well, first we take a look at the star. When we learn to close up our hearts, we bought into the lie that we were part and stand alone. Well, I may not always see the magic of what it means just to be. Lying in your arms, yeah, you show it all to me. And you wake me up to the dream of dreams. Well, first we take a look at the star. When we learn to close up our hearts, bought into the lie that we were part and stand alone. Shamans with our hands to the sky, elemental energies arise, kaleidoscopic images collide, we are one. In the midst of stillness, the heavens open wide. The cosmic dance of gratitude right before my eyes. We can choose to follow, we must all decide. The whole world's welcoming a changing of the guard. We were never going back to that place. Burning up the map without a trace. We reclaim the space replaced with grace. We are one. Yes, we are. We are one. We are one. We are one. We are one. We're not alone. We are one. Whoa, whoa.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Thank you. It just amazes me how it ties into what Valerie, our guest, was saying at the very beginning about the mystery of life.
The same.
Right?
No, his expression of music is the same authentic thing that comes true. And I bet if you ask Leonardo da Vinci, he would also say he was a channel. How convenient that you have a voice.
To bring it through. That's Chris Amodeo singing Amazon Dream from his CD Homo Luminous. You can learn more about him and also get the CD at homo-luminous.com. I wonder if I should spell that for people. HOMO-LUMINOUS.com.
Yes.
Homo Luminous. What does that mean to you?
Well, Homo Luminous literally means man of light, mm-hmm. light man. And it really, it was coined by one of my shaman teachers, Dr. Alberto Villaldo. Mm-hmm. And I just loved it. It's kind of this new who we're becoming. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what's happening. This show is actually an indicator of that. Valerie's whole story, her life really speaks of that. So there are no accidents. So I was very happy to respond and be here.
Ah, well, we're glad you did, and we're glad you're here. Yes, there are no accidents, evidently. And this is good. So, Chris, you have another song you're going to share with us. But before you do, do you connect with your Italian-American roots at all?
In that I'm basically a Heinz 57. I do. I appreciate my Italian roots. Yeah.
And so where
and I acknowledge that my ancestors were also very tribal and violent, multi. I mean, I love it all. So it's like I don't attach a lot of that to my identity. I'm kind of working to shed a lot of the identifiers. So
you're not a profiler.
I try not to be.
Although
I'm quite capable of doing it.
So and therein lies my question, because I'm looking at the tattoos and I'm feeling like there's a rebellion, and yet at the same time there's a recognition, because the tattoos are actually quite spiritual in a sense, right?
So yeah, these are not drunken tattoos.
Right. No, this was so tell us more.
Well, it's hard to do. Well, these, you either go big or go home.
You went big.
Then
he went home.
You know, I just briefly, I mean, my whole philosophical, religious, you know, spiritual evolution, you know, I started out as a nice Catholic boy and Catholic / Baptist, because, and so that, you know, then Joseph Campbell entered my awareness sometime in college, and that just cracked me open. It just, I knew that I needed, you know, I was interested in exploring a bigger box. Mm. So the tattoo, getting back to that, is it's basically Tara. And so I have a combination of Hindu and Buddhist. I'm big into non-monotheistic stuff right now. And yet I appreciate all of it. And for me, if the heart is changed, if the heart is transformed, that's all it needs. That's what's important. All the other stuff is gibberish to me.
And therein lies the music.
And therein lies the next song. I'm going to be doing a song called Foolish Notions. And
is that also on the CD?
It's on the CD.
Okay.
I really wanted to do new things. The CD is actually several years old. And I also wanted people not to be able to, you know, if they liked any of it, they could check it out. And I have it. You can stream it for free. It's not about that. It's basically just about the message being out there.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. And so the people can hear it and get it at homo-luminous.com. It's also, is it on?
It's on iTunes.
iTunes, yeah. Right. And then on our Facebook, or rather on our website at lifechangesshow.com, where we've got Chris Amodeo listed, we've got the Don't Panic video.
Oh, yes.
Which I really like that as well.
I almost did Don't
Panic. You almost did that song?
There were a couple people that said, no, dude, do that one.
Okay. Well, then we're going to
hear. And then for those people that are interested in Rolfing, which we actually have a connection with that too, Valerie and I. It's so interesting. Yes.
I've been Rolfed 3 times to 14 sessions.
I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, yes.
Anyway.
And that was Barry, right?
So the...
No.
Oh, okay. I've been Rolfed by Barry, but Barry Bruder.
So the Rolf Me Amadeo thing. RolfMeAmadeo.com. You can find out everything.
For your other hat.
For my other hat.
Yes, exactly. RolfMeAmadeo.com. All right. I should spell that. Amadeo is Amodeo. And so if you want to hear Don't Panic, you can go to the lifechangesshow.com. And we're going to hear live here at Studio NoHo, Foolish Notions. Here's Chris Amodeo live on the Life Changes Show.
Well, I've been contemplating how my little world has changed. since you made your appearance. Love's transforming power's been engaged. It takes a special woman to open up the heart of man. Now the life that we're creating slowly liberates me from these foolish notions in my head. Take me places better left unsaid. They're just simply ghosts from my past. Tell me nothing good will ever last. Foolish notions in my head. Take me places better left unsaid. Oh yeah, it's time for me to share all these dead and foolish notions in my head. Well, I've been celebrating. Since you made your appearance, now we have children of our own. Something there reminds me, in your eyes it's plain to see. All I ever wanted, standing right in front of me. These foolish notions in my head take me places better left unsaid. They're just simply ghosts from my past. Tell me nothing good will ever last. Foolish notions in my head take me places better left unsaid. Oh yeah, it's time for me to shed all these dead and foolish notions. Well, love gives only good things, yeah. Well, love gives only good things. Gonna give up these foolish notions in my head. They take me places better left unsaid. They're just simply ghosts from my past. Tell me nothing good will ever last.
Nice job. Beautiful. I like that. Foolish notions in my head. Giving them up.
Thank you, Chris.
Indeed. Thanks, thank Mark. You, Chris Amodeo. Learn more about him at homo-luminous.com. What a pleasure. And that's, I love, it's like a mantra, getting rid of those foolish notions in my head. I needed that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm happy to... I remind myself every time I sing it.
Very
thank
good.
You. It's such an honor.
Well, this was, and the honor and pleasure is ours. Thank you, Chris Amodeo, for the music. Thank you, Valerie von Sobel, for the wisdom and your presence here today. This has been a life-changing show for sure. On behalf of our engineer here at Studio NoHo, Brent Hahn, who makes us sound so good, and our engineer and program manager, Doug Newsom at BBS Radio. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, and our producer, Mark Leger, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you, as your life changes, as ours just did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. And visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. on Facebook at The Life Changes Show and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.